Even though my dad was blind, he always managed to be two steps ahead of everybody else.
Those are some interesting new boots. I'm gonna start calling you Buckles.
Yeah, like a pirate.
Sure. What's the occasion?
Well, no occasion.
He wants to be as tall as Jenny.
No, girls grow faster.
Dad, we're meeting Mom at the coffee shop.
Which is why I'm headed towards the coffee shop.
I think it's this way. Do you even know where we are?
Sure, we went past the barking puppies at the Pets Plus and that handsy guy at the Sea Scrub kiosk. Now I can feel the bass coming from Abercrombie & Fitch back here.
Oh, there it is. Thanks.
Excuse me, do you know where the restrooms are?
Sir, my dad's not an information booth.
Yeah, smells like you might need the one with the changing station. You head straight down here past the toy store with all the talking Buzz Lightyears. Take a quick left.
Thank you so much. Dude, do you know where the Apple store is?
Yep, make a 180 and go past the Brookstone on the right. It's two doors down from there.
And Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret, straight down this way.
Like I said, two steps ahead.
And oh, I heard the greeters say that they're having a two-for-one sale on shapewear. Let's tell the world
all the things we've done. Family photos capture Mel kissing a newborn Henry, Katie in a birthday hat, Joyce at the beach with the kids, and more. Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Caption Max. I make you wish you were here
tonight. Great, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joyce at a coffee shop table.
Hello.
Sorry, we're late. Henry was buying heels.
Oh, I just got something, too. A job. I just got a job.
Here?
No.
Yes.
You can't work here. I come here. People I know come here.
Fun. I can learn all of your friends' favorite drinks. I can write funny nicknames on the cups. Honey, you know I've been looking for a job.
You have?
Yes, ever since we separated. And this one just fell into my lap. I was killing time tidying up the sweetener bar, and I struck up a conversation with the manager, Dustin. He said I'd be a rock star barista, and I couldn't disagree. So yay!
Okay, Joyce. So I guess I'll see you tomorrow at noon for training.
My schedule's a little tricky. I have 4 classes 3 times a week and 2 kids 7 days a week and hot yoga every morning. And if I don't do that, I'm a monster. And then the weekends are tough because that's when I catch up on my me time.
Okay, Joyce, so you're fired.
She frowns and hands back a clipboard.
What? Yeah.
To Mel.
Can't believe you ordered a drink after I got fired.
Are you really upset about this job?
Yes, I am, Mel. I want to start making my own money. And if a coffee shop at the mall can't accommodate my crazy schedule, I doubt any place will.
Joyce, you can do anything you set your mind to. Let's keep in mind, I went to
law school
blind. If I can do that...
Right. You can find me a job.
Not exactly where I was going, but sure, I'll help you get your resume together.
Thanks, Mel.
Sure.
God, these straws are a mess.
She tidies.
See, Dustin, you could have had this.
Mom was already holding her head up a little higher. And thanks to my boots, so was I.
He waits for Jenny outside her apartment.
Jenny, hey. Hey, I like your boots.
Really?
I have the same exact pair.
Oh. Great, we have so much in common.
Katie steps off the elevator and walks past.
I made you this playlist. I put 2 gigs of ballet songs on this bad boy. Stuff I had, stuff I found, no big D.
Thanks. Well, I'm late for my Monday-Wednesday ballet class. I mean, today's Monday, and I assume you go twice a week.
Jenny stares. Henry gives her a frozen smile and hurries off. At Mel's office, his secretary on the phone.
Mel Fisher's office.
Janice.
Thanks, Jerry. We're gonna tone her.
Janice, I love my birthday card.
You're welcome. Okay, yeah, thanks.
Joyce beams at her.
Hello, Joyce.
Janice, long time no see.
It's like a work-wife, home-wife reunion.
Well, technically ex-home-wife, but yep, I'm still here. And I'm swamped, so what can I do for you? Oh, I just popped in to see Mel. He's gonna help me fix up my resume.
No pop-ins, you're not on my calendar, and he's all booked up.
Oh, come on, you can squeeze the old Joyster in, can't you?
No.
We can squeeze her in.
See? Squeeze me on in, Janice.
I just gotta finish up this call.
Mel trips on the carpet in his doorway.
Ugh, damn it. Every time.
Take your time, Mel. Hang out here with my girl.
Oh, maybe she can take a look at my resume, too.
I got a lot of work to do, so, you know. Font-wise, I feel I'm Comic Sans. But Mel's pure Helvetica, which pretty much sums up our marriage.
Oh, resume. Joyce, are you looking for a job?
Hi, Glenn.
Come work here. We need a bookkeeper. Ever since Beverly called in, well, dead, I've been doing the books. It's killing me. No wonder she died. Sorry.
And then I put on this piece of tape.
At Mel's.
And boom, paper rose. I'm going to give this to Jenny.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Should I see it?
Sure.
Runyon lights a burner on the kitchen stove and sets the rose on fire. He holds up the flaming paper as Henry gapes.
Girls don't want a sweet little boy, son. They want a badass.
He drops the rose in the sink as Katie glances over.
Pull the fire alarm. Get some of that blue ink on your hand. It's as good as a tattoo.
Okay. I wasn't gonna get involved, but considering the fact that you're wearing lady boots...
Hey, they might be unisex.
That's your strongest argument?
If you want to get Jenny's attention, don't give her any of yours.
Wait, you mean ignore her? That's crazy.
It'll work. And when you're ready to listen, I'll be up in my room.
Runyon trails after her.
Yeah,
we'll be up in her room.
Runyon, never come to my room.
At the law offices, Joyce talks to Glenn.
I don't think it's a good idea for me to work with my ex.
I hear you. Why even run it past Mel? Just because it's a job where you can do it in your sleep, and you already know everybody, name your own salary, set your own hours.
I'm in. Seriously, Mel, if you have any reservations about us working together, I get it.
I'm gonna stop you right there, Joyce. I think it's a great idea.
Really?
In the history of great ideas, there's like fire, wheel, this, then everything bagels.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. You will not be sorry, boss, or significantly taller, boss. Consider your books kept.
Super excited.
Joyce heads out and Mel jabs Glenn with a pencil.
Ow! What the hell is wrong with you? You offered my ex-wife a job? I thought you wanted her to have a job.
I do.
In a pet store, in a dentist's office, or in Miami. You see what I'm getting at? Anywhere else?
Then why did you say yes? Because the only thing worse than her working here would be me saying no to her working here. Then I'm the bad guy. To her, to the kids, to that poor checkout girl she always unloads on.
Huh. Well, I guess you're in quite a pickle.
Yeah, this is going to be an absolute disaster.
Hey!
Got my resume.
Well, you're not going to need that anymore, co-worker.
So great.
Yeah, we were just saying that.
She leaves.
Ow!
Morning, Mel. You know how you said that Joyce wouldn't be comfortable having you as her boss and then you stabbed me?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Well, day one, Joyce brought your favorite coffee, French roast. She brought orchids for the office because they last longer, save the firm money, and they're beautiful. Your ex-wife is excellent.
Good morning, Mel. Careful. I'm down here. I'm just taping down the carpet you always trip over. I heard you mention it yesterday.
I told her it won't work. I already tried.
That's because you didn't try duct tape. I told you, Janice. You don't bring scotch tape to a duct tape party. Okay, all done. Give it a test drive, Mel.
Okay.
With Elvis.
Go ahead, buddy.
He steps smoothly through the doorway.
Wow, pretty good.
That's what I'm here for.
I thought you were here to do the books at your desk.
I love our workplace banter.
Okay, I'm going to walk into my office and not trip. Janice, would you bring me a cup of Joyce's fancy coffee to celebrate?
Janice heaves a sigh. In the elevator at Mel's place.
Hey. Oh, stop.
Jenny steps in beside Henry, who holds a laundry basket. Jenny glances over, and Henry stares straight ahead.
How terrible was Richard Metzger's student council speech? Promising a chocolate fountain in the cafeteria?
We're not stupid.
Go for Henry. Sorry, gotta take this.
Yeah, Friday's cool. Well, I got this other thing, but I can move it.
He steps off ahead of Jenny.
Hilarious.
Keep walking, keep walking. Don't look back, and we're walking.
Bye.
Don't you dare wave.
Katie lets him in.
You should have seen her face when I left her at the door. I didn't see it, but I bet it was awesome.
It's good I'm doing the books. Did you know Glenn used the term guesstimate in a letter to the IRS?
Yeah, that came up at the audit.
Janice searches.
Uh-oh, where's all the microwave popcorn?
Oh, I threw all that out.
What?
Do you know how much corn Americans eat, Janice? It's scary, I just read an article about it. I think it was corn. Oh, maybe it was wheat. Anyway, do you know what's better? Snow peas. Mm. It's nature's chip. Say peas, Janice. Peas out.
Joyce grins and takes a bite.
I'm gonna think of more.
She heads out and Mel lingers.
Nature's chip.
Dad was beginning to realize the problem wasn't gonna be between him and Mom. It was going to be between Mom and Janice.
Peas. More like peas of crap. See, I can make lame buns too.
As long as there were snow peas in the office, there'd be no peace in the office.
Later.
Hey, Janice. Happy hump day.
All right.
Oh, I see you're enjoying some of my homemade brownies.
How could you miss it? You're so close.
Hey, how nice is this, huh? Homemade baked goods, the great uniter.
Hey, I have something else for you to chew on, Jan-Jan.
Janice.
How about we freshen up some of the art around here, bring in some color, maybe send a few of these horses to the old glue factory?
Nay, I love the horses. Can't get enough of them. Actually, Janice picked them out.
I love horses.
Oh, I do too. It's just, it's a lot of horses. The one in the ladies' room, his eyes like follow you. I've been peeing downstairs at the bank.
Well, yeah, it's always fun to try a new bathroom. Let's go back to our desks
okay.
and work at the office.
Glenn with a brownie.
I figured out your secret ingredient, Joyce. Peanut butter.
You got me.
Janice, peanuts.
I'm on it.
She scrambles for an EpiPen.
Joyce?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a heck of a job. But just be careful you're not stepping on anyone's toes. You know, for example, Janice.
What are you talking about? Janice and I are friends. She's always loved me.
Yeah, but now that your mama bear is in the same work den, I'm sensing a little tension.
Tension? Really? I think you're way off on the smell. Everything's fine.
Joyce, trust me. Leave her be.
All right.
Janice injects her leg and returns to her desk.
Mom knew she had to listen to Dad. After all, he was the boss. And whatever the boss... Oh, no.
Janitalia's not a great nickname. Listen, I know I'm being overly sensitive and I probably shouldn't even ask, but am I bugging you? What? Oh,
no.
See? I knew it. Mel thought... Oh, forget it. You're right. Everything's great.
So great.
Later.
Either Joyce goes or I do. Your choice.
Janice huffs out. Mel gropes for a pencil, then sharpens it.
Glenn! I just want to thank you for making me choose between my ex-wife, who's worked here for 3 half days, made countless unnecessary changes, and whose brownies nearly killed a woman, and Janice, my angel, who's worked here for 7 years, knows my schedule by heart, and who keeps this office running like a Swiss watch.
It was a no-brainer, Mel.
Have a great life.
Janice storms out with a box.
Can't fire the mother of your children.
I hate you.
Later, at Janice's desk.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
He hangs up.
Damn it.
Hi, Mel. I just bought myself this cool new briefcase. I only have a banana in it right now, but there's plenty of space for files and free office supplies. You okay?
Yeah.
Mel, where's Janice?
She quit.
What? Why?
If Mom knew why Janice had really left, she would have been crushed. So, Dad had no choice but to protect her.
She just wasn't happy working for me. She said I could be a bit of...
No need to explain. I get it. You are a handful.
She, however, did not feel the same need to protect him.
You know, Mel, some people, they just can't handle you, you know? It's like milk. They're maltose intolerant. But I can stomach you, you know? Just go back into your office. I got this.
Mel heads off, and Joyce takes a seat behind the desk. She answers the phone and hits buttons.
Hello? Nope, nope. Hello? Nope. Hello? Nope. Hello? Nope. Can anybody help me? Who knows a lot about bones?
Katie on a headset.
Sorry. Mel Fisher's office.
This is why I said no open containers near the computer.
I thought you meant beer.
He's working on a pro bono case right now. We'll call you back.
Wow, she's good.
That's why I'm making $16 an hour.
16? I'm only making 14.
Yeah, get what you pay for.
Katie, it worked. She just sent me a text of a kitten, a flower, and a thumbs up. Emojis, Katie. What should I do next?
Okay, so for your next move, you're going to tell her that you just want to be friends.
That's the opposite of what I want. Can I just ask her to the movies?
No, the friends move will work. Don't ask her to the movies. Don't bake her anything.
Yeah, and whatever you do, don't work with her. Just kidding. Dream come true. Why is my jacket wet?
Later, Henry enters the laundry room to find Jenny folding clothes. He heads to a vending machine.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Glad I ran into you, dude. Can I get that flash drive back at some point?
Oh, I thought you gave it to me.
Like a present or something? Yikes. This is awkward. Wow, I'm sorry if I was giving off the wrong vibe or something. Like, here's this flash drive. I love you so much.
So there's no confusion, I think it's best if we're just friends.
Yeah, okay.
Tell you what, orange soda on me. It's my favorite.
He plugs coins into the machine and hits the orange button. Nothing happens, and he hits it again. He gives Jenny an awkward smile as he smacks the machine.
I think the machine's broken.
Oh, cool. See, friends looking out for friends, this is what we do. I get a roll.
She reads a text.
Oh, man.
Henry rushes back.
Oh, what?
My mom can't make it to my ballet recital this afternoon because she's stuck at work.
and I'm not going to have anyone there.
Jenny's face falls.
I wanted to take her in my arms and tell her she would have someone at that recital. Someone who loved her, even more than orange soda. But instead, I said,
"That's tough stuff, bro."
Upstairs with Katie and Runyan.
I have to go.
You can't.
If no one goes, she's gonna feel terrible.
Yeah, and when she comes home, she'll need a shoulder to cry on, and you'll be that shoulder.
Oh, this is so hard.
I know, but I'm right.
We're right. She's right.
You know what? You are right. I'm gonna go get an orange soda from the laundry room. I'll be right back. Thanks for all the great advice.
Henry leaves, and Runyan turns to Katie.
Wow, you're good. I never could have convinced him not to go.
Yeah, I think he just looks up to me because I have a proven track record of always being right.
He nods, and they share a look.
He went to the recital.
Yep.
Glenn with a temp.
I don't know if the temp office told you, but this could become a permanent gig.
The microwave smokes.
It's a cup of soup! Of course you could microwave it!
Not with a metal spoon in it! Will you get a fan or something? It smells like burnt metal in here.
Not to everyone else. Your senses are heightened.
It still smells. You know what? Your stupid tape doesn't work.
Yes, it does. You drag your feet. I'll fix it. I can't take this anymore.
You know what? I think I'm just going to go work at my dad's pizza place.
Are you sure you want to work with family?
You have to hire somebody else.
No, I'm going to get Janice back.
She doesn't want to work with you anymore.
I have a feeling I can convince her to come
back. Face it, Mel. She left to get away from you.
No, Joyce. She left to get away from you. You are the reason she doesn't want to work here.
But you said...
No, I was trying to protect your feelings.
She gapes, then glances away and blinks.
She quit because of me?
Yeah. She gave me a choice. You or her. And I chose you.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. And then you destroyed my office.
Joyce cringes.
I'll drive you to Janice's.
Mel and Joyce outside Janice's.
Wow.
Okay, I'll handle this. Hi, Janice.
You here to redecorate my apartment?
Look, I know that you don't like me, and I'm sorry. Though I don't know why you don't like me. Everyone likes me. The word joy is in my name.
This, you're so perky and bubbly and oblivious. I just can't put up with the plants and the snow peas and the horse hate.
Well, you're just mean. You know what word is in your name, Janice? Ice. Well, also nice, but it shouldn't be because you're not.
Okay, trying to get her to come back. Wait, Janice, look, I'm not gonna try to get you to agree with Joyce, but you gotta admit she's better organized than Glenn.
I admit nothing.
That's so like you.
You don't even know what me is like.
Hey, come on now. Can't have my two girls fighting.
Really, Mel? Girls?
What?
He says it all the time. You know what's worse?
Gals. Yes! Oh, my God.
Okay, let's not make this about me.
Well, of course not. It's never about you. It's always my fault.
It's always my fault, too.
Right?
What is happening here?
Mel grimaces. At the ballet recital, Jenny twirls at center stage. Katie enters and spots Henry in the audience, gazing at Jenny with a dreamy expression. Jenny notices Henry, and he waves to her. As he heads over, Katie intercepts him.
Henry, stop.
No, I'm doing this.
Look, I wanted you to do things my way, but I get that you need to do it your way. And that's, cool. But if you're gonna do it your way, you gotta go big.
Go be you.
She smiles and hands him a bouquet of paper roses. He walks up to Jenny.
Henry, what are you doing here?
Well, I just wanted you to know that you did have someone who cared about you in the audience today.
The roses.
I thought you were so great.
Oh my gosh, Henry. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Jenny.
A tall guy.
Sleep. You made it.
I mean, my sister told me to go big, but this guy was huge. Man, and that's without boots.
Okay, then. We'll talk later, then. Bye. How'd you like it?
Henry trudges back to Katie.
It's because he brought real flowers.
Yeah, that's probably why.
At Janice's.
And Joyce, remember, no metal spoons in the microwave.
Now, Janice, make sure you count every package before you sign for them. Can't be too careful.
Can't be too careful. Yes, he says that all the time. And yet he somehow managed to get me pregnant on our second date.
Oh, this is fun.
Please come back to the office, Janice. We need you. It is chaos without you. Please. Pretty please, Janice.
Please, please, please.
Janice crosses her arms.
Fine. As long as we get rid of the plants and keep the horse paintings.
We can get more horse pictures. Or not.
Mel grins and shrugs. At the apartment, Henry and Katie play a video game. Henry gets the door and looks into the empty hallway.
It's not always easy to put the needs of someone you care about before your own. But when you do, things often have a way of working out. Even when you don't expect them to.
He picks up an orange soda from the doormat, then smiles and looks to Jenny's door. He nods to himself and heads back inside.